Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Hello.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey, how's it going?
Did I catch you when you're busy?
No, it's okay.
Okay, so I was calling back to speak with you for just a second. I went back to our team, and I really went to battle to try to figure out something to do with the management fee. And what we're able to do is give you overall a flat rate of 17%. So you remember, you might not remember, you do a lot. So the first conversation you and I had with Terry, he said like the first 1400 ad spend was 25%. And then after that, you know, there's thresholds where it continues to drop down. So that's normally what we do for our clients. Instead of doing that for your account, what we're prepared to do, if you're willing to give us a shot with the LSA, is do it at a flat rate of 17% all the time. So you don't have to meet the ad spend threshold of, you know, 1 to 1400. It's just automatically at 17%.
Okay. All right, so 1 to 1400 was originally 25. What was it after that?
After that, it begins dropping. I don't know the exact, like, it dropped to, you know, after that, it was dropping to the 19%, which was where we had you at for the spend over that. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm not super, super well-versed with the percentages and all of those things. That's, like, why I had originally brought Perry into the conversation. Some of us have talents in certain areas, and some of us don't.
I get that. Yeah, no, I understand.
So I'll just be honest with you on that. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? But what I did was I said, listen, I went back to our team, and I'm like, I believe that he's interested and he wants to give this a shot and allow us the opportunity to work on this. However, the percentage of what he's paying out in management fees just doesn't seem to make sense to him in dollars for the remaining services that we're providing. We want the opportunity to show you that those services that we're providing that you're unable to provide for yourself due to our partnership are worth it. So we're prepared to drop it to a flat rate of 17% across the board. It won't rise from that.
Yeah. What was my? I'm out in front of a computer. Do you guys know what my LSA spend for the month was?
Okay, let me pull it. So for last month, which we all agreed it was a little bit higher because of the storm you guys got. So give me just a second. Let me go into this account here. Oh, gosh. Okay. That's the wrong number.
Because the offer is great, but understand, I don't know if that's any less than what you guys originally, like if you guys said, okay, it's going to be $1,400 a month, but we're going to go down to 17%. Without knowing what I spent previously, I don't know if 17% is a deal or if it's not a deal, you know what I'm saying? So if I don't know what the payment schedule was going to be percentage before, you know, say you're saying, okay, well, it's 25, then it goes down to 19 after 1,000, and then it goes down to 17 after 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
17% could sound great, but I don't have enough information to know if it is or isn't. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, no, I understand that, and it's definitely better than it was, only because the tiered system works. Like, I'm not going to call you afterwards if it's not. But again,
I understand.
For you. You know,
yeah,
I just know what you're saying.
I don't know how it maths, because I just did quick math, and I'm like, okay, I think I spent $8,000. And if I spent $8,000 on just LSA at 17%, that would be $1,360. So we're talking about...
Okay, I see what
you're
saying.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, well, it doesn't, you know what I'm saying, doesn't really math to me.
Right, I understand. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for giving me the explanation like that, because that does make sense. Okay, so the fee... Okay, so here's a rundown of what the notes say. So the fee we would charge them for this month so far would be $1,309.69. This fee is essentially a reduced rate of 19.19% with the blended margin rate in the tool, which is instead of the 25%. Okay, so when I'm taking a look at what you actually spent, let me get down here. Better estimate for what the activation budget should be would be to take the last 3 full months worth of spend and find the average. Okay.
Okay, let's get in here. Okay. Yes, the activation budget. Okay. Okay, I'm trying to find where this exact number is because I know that they put it in here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it looks like last month you spent upwards of
$7,000.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, they were talking about the lead increase because I went in there and said that the reason for the lead increase and that your average spend is between $5,000 and $6,000 generally. And I went in there and told them that the uptick spend for this month of January, which is basically last month at this point because we're at the last day, right? Was due to severe bad weather in the area and everyone was covered up with work. There's also the other reason that the ad spend was up was due to the lead skyrocketing and the spend being 56 per lead because that's what we figured out while we were on the call with you was that they had skyrocketed. So here's the notes on your account. Okay, the clients, because we were able to look at the history of your account. So the client's ad went live in early July 2025. Based on the months from July to December 2025, they've averaged $4,053 ad cost and 139 leads per month. Obviously, that's an average. So
yeah.
If we consider the most recent three complete months, October to December, they average $5,265 ad cost with 167 leads per month. In the last 30 days, their ad cost and leads increased even more. Clearly, there is an increase in spend and leads over time, but these steady increases are not enough to justify, because I went in and tried to ask for a flat margin of 15%, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was where I came in, and they agreed. And we did a little, you know, we did a little give and take here. So.
Yeah.
The lowest I recommend is 70% flat rate. I'm suggesting this value because I believe it will be best for everybody. We're still making something on how we're helping, and you're still keeping a low amount. So with this, and he does give something else. He says an alternative offering. Client must maintain at least $6,500 in actual monthly ad cost, meaning you pay in Google that. And we would change the fee percentage behavior from a variable margin rate to a flat 15% rate. If it falls below $6,500 for any given month, then the fee percentage behavior would go back to the variable rate for that 1 month. For example, January 2026 spend $8,000, flat rate 15%. February ad spend $5,000, variable margin rate, based on the tool, meaning going back to the old way that we had suggested.
Right.
March, $9,000, back to the flat rate of 15%. So those are the
two options I understand.
Presented, which I'm sure you would understand. Again, I'm just reading the notes that he put because I don't completely understand that, to be honest with you.
No, I'm following.
Cool. Okay. So those are the options of what they're saying. They're saying last month that you spent upwards, very close to $7,000 on the lead. And the lead number had increased. However, it hadn't gone to 180 million leads. You know what I mean?
It went up.
So it was $7,307. You were charged for 198 leads. We don't know if all those leads were valid or not because there was none disputed in there, right?
Yeah.
So that's another
thing.
Which
we went through. I went through last night and spent 3 hours going through and listening to all the leads. So.
Right. Well, and that's something I'm just going to say, Trevor, that's something I could be doing for you, you know?
No, I understand.
You could have freed up those 3 hours, but.
No, I agree.
You know, I understand definitely. So, what do you want to do?
That sounds like a fair proposal.
Okay.
Let me math my math and give me what time are you guys close to? Or what time do you leave?
We don't leave till 7 today. Just shoot me a text and if you do me a favor and just put at Amy because what happens is they come to my desk as long as I'm the last person who sends you a text. But if the automated system sends you a text for any reason to say, hey, you have a new lead or you have this or, you know, the sun is shining, whatever,
just,
it's going to go back.
Just
to that
send me an email.
You got it.
And I'll respond to that sometime today.
Beautiful. And then I'll put these messages, the last few things that we had spoken about in here, so that way you have that. and I'll send that over to you now, and I look forward to hearing back from you soon, okay?
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.